Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, today we're going to have some fun. We're talking with Sarah Hicks, the Community Engagement Coordinator at the Discovery Center at Murphy Springs. Also, you're kind of... let's see, what is your title with the STEAM Festival? Just the go-to person?
Go-to person, coordinator, problem fixer, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, every place has to have one of those kinds of folks. So tell me about, first of all, I'm just amazed at how many new people move into our community and each and every day, and they will stumble across trying to find information about their community, the radio station, and or see the streams and listen to some of the podcasts and things of that nature. And I always like to give an opportunity to talk about, in this case, not only the STEAM Festival, but the Discovery Center. So maybe a brief word about the Discovery Center and this hidden gem maybe in our community.
Absolutely. So yeah, the Discovery Center was the founding organization behind the Tennessee STEAM Festival. We are a children's museum. We are located right here next to downtown. And we really are focusing on being a hands-on museum. So when you come into our museum, everything you can touch, you can play, because we really believe in the importance of learning through play. We have some permanent exhibits that are on our first floor. We have a space that's dedicated just for young ones. We have a 5 and under area and a 2 and under area to make sure that those smaller guests are accommodated. But then we also have a large upstairs area where we will rotate exhibits. So we've had some really cool exhibits in the past. We just had Paw Patrol last year. We just had Math Rocks Up, which is an in-house exhibit that we built. And right now, literally right now, my coworkers are setting up Thomas Edison's Secret Lab.
Oh.
And that will be premiering this Saturday. It is going to be such a cool exhibit. It's based on the PBS show. And so there's a little interaction with the characters, but there are also a lot of hands-on opportunities to learn about engineering, science, and mathematics and those kinds of things, which, you know, ties in perfectly
sure.
with the STEAM Festival. We really do try to take STEAM education and make that the heart of everything that we do at the Discovery Center. So we love that we get to offer these different opportunities to people of all ages.
And the wetlands area is like right there, and pretty soon you'll be able to walk through the whole area there, and then where the creek is going to be opened back up, and the whole downtown area is going to have a massive change here, and that's going to be a cool tie-in with the Discovery Center right there in the part of it.
Absolutely. We are very excited to be included in all of this. The wetlands really is just such a beautiful bonus of being at the Discovery Center. I take my breaks out on the wetlands almost every day. You never know what you're going to see out there. You know,
right.
I've seen otters. I haven't seen the beavers yet. I've seen the evidence of the beavers chewing on trees and building stuff.
I can show you where they are.
I bet you can. We also have some giant turtles out there and some smaller turtles, some fish. So it really is just a really cool feature of the town that not a lot of people know about, but it's a great opportunity to get out and see some wildlife in their natural habitat.
Absolutely. And it's just going to get better and better as the downtown projects kind of move forward with that. So you're here to talk about the Tennessee STEAM Festival, and that is coming up October 11th through the 27th. So that's a long time. Is this one event? It takes place at several places. Kind of give us an overview of the STEAM Festival.
Absolutely. So this is a really, really big year for the STEAM Festival. This is actually the first year that we have expanded the festival to be 2 weeks, which is why it is so long this year. In the past, it's usually been one, and we got some feedback from some organizations saying, hey, we'd really like to be a part of this, but it just doesn't fit in our schedule. So we said, the more the merrier. Let's go ahead and open it up a whole extra week so more people can get involved. And what that means is there are just more activities that people can partake in. So this is a statewide festival. It's not just here in Murfreesboro. It goes all the way out to Nashville, to Memphis, to Johnson City. And we have events going on absolutely everywhere in the state. I forgot to look before I came today, but we have, like, you know, 15 to 20 counties that are participating in this. So
very
it
cool.
really is something that's spread out. And we have a ton of organizations who are part of this, and they all offer their own individual events under the umbrella of the STEAM Festival. So we have, you know, children's museums, we have libraries, we even have some schools who will plan their family STEAM nights specifically to be a part of this week so they can be a part of the Tennessee STEAM Festival. And the result of this is just tons of activities going on all over the state during this 2-week period between the 11th and the 27th. The best part being, a lot of these events are free to attend. So what you're looking at is 2 weeks of STEAM programming, STEAM standing for science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics for all ages, covering all different disciplines all across the state. So when we say there's something for everybody, like, we really, really mean it. No matter where you are, no matter how old you are, there is something going on that you can join and be a part of during these 2 weeks.
So do you have any idea the number of events? It has to be really high.
Oh, yeah. So I said this year was a big year, and I meant this is a big year. We have actually broken the record for the number of STEAM events that we are offering this year. The previous record was in 2022 with 264 events. This year, and we're still getting events coming in, which is important to note, but we are up to 316 events going on all across the state. So we are so excited because it's just more opportunities for people to get involved. We're having more partners who are joining in this year than ever before, and it's just a really, really fantastic time because we have all these things that are going
sure.
on.
Now, you mentioned your different partners. It may be a museum, it may be even a school or a school district or something of that nature. So but are, you know, private businesses taking part in this too?
Absolutely. We are really excited to be partnering again with Nissan this year. They're going to be offering some factory tours as a part of the festival. Those tours are closed to a specific school and specific grade levels at that school, but we like including those kinds of events so people can see what all exists out there. You know, that's really a big part of the STEAM Festival, is we want people, kids and adults, to see the different opportunities that exist within their own communities, and we want them to see how these different STEAM principles can be applied to just such a huge variety of careers. So we have a couple private businesses who are participating this year, and even though their event might not be open for everybody to come to, that gives people the opportunity to book with them in the future. So we might have, you know, another teacher at another school who looks through our brochure or goes to right. our website and sees these opportunities and says, oh, I didn't know that Nissan offered these tours. And then now, because they're participating in this festival, that helps spread the word about that opportunity and more people can get involved with it in the future.
We have joining us today Sarah Hicks, the Community Engagement Coordinator at the Discovery Center at Murfree Springs and coordinating the Tennessee STEAM Festival. The STEAM Festival, October 11th through the 27th. And if you want to find out more information about all of the things that we're talking about this morning, tnsteam.org is the website. I'm sure all of the events are posted there and how to participate and that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. I cannot stress how important it is to visit the website, because with so many events this year, you really want to make sure that you are able to see everything that we have to offer. And the details for all of these events are included on the website. We even break it up according to the different regions of Tennessee. So if you're maybe getting a listener in from out in West Tennessee, there's an entire section of the website dedicated to what events are happening in West Tennessee. So you can look up and see what things are happening in close proximity to you.
Okay.
We also have a lot of virtual events this year as well. I think we're up to about 9 events that can all be done virtually. So those are going to be things that anybody across the state, no matter your location, can participate in.
So I'm just on the website. I see it's kind of broken down into different categories, and it certainly looks like Middle Tennessee has the most of the offerings, but still West Tennessee, East Tennessee, lots of things there. And talk to me a little bit more about these virtual experiences, because that you can do that from anywhere.
Absolutely. So we started incorporating these virtual experiences back in 2020 during COVID. This is the 8th year of the festival, and we have been running 8 years consecutively. That's something that we're really proud of. Even though, you know, we all had to shut down and stay inside for a while, we were able to find a way to continue offering this programming during that time. And that's really when we started to see our offering of our virtual programming increase. And so we're just having a lot of our events are more in person now, but we still Sure. do have those that are virtual. There are different things that for different age groups as well. So some of our, you know, we have a virtual symposium going on that has to do with archaeology. That's really for all ages, that you can get on the Zoom and see archaeology in action. But then we also have some things that are specifically for adults that help them to, you know, more like seminars to learn more about how they can incorporate these aspects into their child's everyday life as well. So it's definitely something to check out. A lot of those virtual events do require advanced registration, and some of our in-person events require in-person registration as well. So again, it's very important if you are interested in visiting any of these events to get online, check their website, check our website, and see if there's any advanced sign up that's required.
So 8 years of this, Sarah, and I'm sure that it's grown by leaps and bounds every single year. And so it's really cool to see. How long have you been a part of this?
This is my second year.
Okay.
I joined the Discovery Center in a part-time capacity about 2 years ago and then came on full-time last year. And this was the very first project that I ever did for them. It's something that I'm incredibly passionate about, because as someone who grew up really not knowing what I wanted to be when I was a kid, I never had an answer for what do you want to be when you grow up. I think something like this is so important because we have such a variety of businesses and partners who are participating in it, that you really get to see how diverse the workforce in Tennessee is and all of the different jobs that exist out there that you might not have ever considered before. And so, you know, my hope is always that we have some kid or even, you know, adult, you know, if adult Sure. wants to change careers, they go to an event like this for fun and they're inspired by what they see. And maybe that inspires something that is going to be a lifelong love for them. And, you know, maybe they even decide to pursue a career in that area. But it really is just trying to connect what kids are learning now to the careers that they can have in the future, and showing them all of the different opportunities that exist that they might not know are out there.
So, Sarah, with all of the events that are going on, I'm sure that not only coordinating this, but the Discovery Center probably is playing a big part in all of this too, right? In terms of some of the events, maybe?
Absolutely, yes. So we have two events that we put on specifically at the Discovery Center. They are both free. The first one is going to be our Steamapalooza. Steamapalooza kind of acts as the kickoff for the entire event, and it's personally my favorite event that we do. We have exhibitors from all over the Nashville and Murfreesboro area come to the Discovery Center, and they set up tents and tables, and they lead a ton of hands-on activities, and it is completely free for the community to come. So that's going to be on October 12th from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the parking lot of the Discovery Center. And then the other event that we are hosting this year is going to be the Lantern Parade. We do this in partnership with the Rutherford Arts Alliance, really hitting that A in STEAM. And that's going to be on Thursday, October 24th. We will make lanterns, and you can make your lantern ahead of time, or we have supplies to make them there on site. But we'll do a lantern making time. The grill, the electric griddle from Murfreesboro Electric is going to be there serving grilled cheeses for everybody. We're going to have some music, some fun times with that. And then towards the end of the evening, we'll actually take the lanterns that we've made and do a parade out on the wetlands. And it's just absolutely beautiful. It's so stunning, these lanterns that kids come up with every year. They're very, very creative. But yeah, we are very excited to be having that partnership with the Rutherford Arts Alliance again this year.
Great. So again, tnsteam.org, that's where you'll want to go to check out the events. I mean, we're talking anything from the arts part of that with the lanterns to 3D design and printing, fossils, you got your science. I mean, we really do hit every single part of STEAM, right?
Mm-hmm. We even have some programs specifically dedicated to AI this year, which is seems like a really big topic. So we're excited to be able to offer that programming as well.
So you'll want to take part in that. I just keep seeing things here that catch my eye. A tour of the National Weather Service office in Memphis. So, you know, so those are some cool things. And again, this taking place statewide, Tennessee STEAM Festival, and October the 11th through 27th. Any final comments here in our last minute, 90 seconds or so?
Absolutely. I do just want to do a quick shout out to our sponsors. This does take a lot of work, but it also takes financial backing. So we want to give a huge thank you to Frankie, the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, the National Section of the American Chemical Society, and the Tennessee Academy of Science. They have partnered with us for the last several years, and their financial contributions really do help make this possible and make this programming available to everyone in the state. And we're just very, very thankful for their continued dedication to this program and what we're trying to do.
Well, thankfully, if you're listening to this, you probably live in Rutherford County or Middle Tennessee. And so there are so many offerings out there for you. So I guess the best thing is, whether it's science or technology or engineering, art or math, try to get that last one in there. Find something that piques your interest, and you could probably tick off several events if you wanted to.
Absolutely. We're still accepting events right now. So if there are any organizations out there listening who want to be a part of this and want to offer programming, they can feel free to contact me at the museum or visit our website to get more information about how they can submit an event and join the fun.
Very good. And I know we've given the STEAM Festival web address. How can we find out more about the Discovery Center?
Absolutely. The Discovery Center, we are on 502 Southeast Broad Street, and our website is explorethedc.org. You guys can visit us, and we have a lot of information on our website about all the different things that we offer at the museum.
Very good. Sarah, thanks for coming in today, and good luck. I know it's going to be a busy race to get things kicked off here.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. Absolutely. Really appreciate it.
Sarah Hicks joining us today, the Community Engagement Coordinator at the Discovery Center at Murphy Springs, and also coordinating this Tennessee STEAM Festival. And again, tnsteam.org, where you can find all the info you'll ever need about the Tennessee STEAM Festival coming up October 11th, the beginning of that. Have a great day.